Black Ram 313 at it again, because you know this shit is therapeutic, man. Back again with another video. First off, shout out to a YouTuber with great content, goes by the name of the Prophet of Truth. Shout out to you, as well as Kirigakure Jones, the international traveler of Save Yourself Black Men. Don't limit yourself to the American female. Shout out to those brothers. I'll post a link of their channels in the description box so that you can listen to the information that they provide, the thoughts that they share, because this is a community of like-minded men. Open group therapy is what I like to call it. Now to the topic at hand, which is the invisible man. There are a large segment, a large group of men in whom are invisible to women. I overheard briefly a conversation as I was walking past someone recently, and a few YouTubers have talked about this as well. I heard a woman say that all the men are either dead or in jail. All the men are pretty much unavailable, even expanded to those who are already married. Now, I don't feel sorry for women, but I want to illuminate, highlight the mindset of the American female in regards to those men who are invisible. There is a group of men in whom, or in which, when they walk down the street, no woman sees them. She literally does not even look his way, not even a glance. 100 times out of 100, no looks. These same women who don't look in the way of the invisible man, these same women will complain about being single and that there is no good men available. Complaint after complaint, but no good men, really. Unless you mean by good men, unless you mean by available men, you're referring to those in which your hypergamy desires, the hypergamy that is within her, seeks after. Good men or available men, meaning tall, meaning rich. And when I mean tall, I mean 6'2 or better. The BWs are women of extremes. 6 feet isn't tall enough. Over 6 feet is what she desires. By rich, 6 figures or better. Indeed, 6 figures is barely making it on her list. And also, being 6 feet and having wealth isn't enough. You also must be a bad boy to protect her, to make her feel safe, to be that animal that would mindlessly challenge anyone who she feels the least bit threatened by. See, no woman chooses men or a man based upon character, good character, based upon his honor, his loyalty, his trustworthiness. They don't choose men based on his hard work. His personal moral character is meaningless to her, unless those attributes that shows morality and character are in turn directly related to her benefit financially and emotionally. It must be a direct correlation between his character and her feelings. Direct correlation between his character and the money that he will spend on her. Direct correlation between his character and whatever she finds in her hypergamous mind beneficial. Direct correlation between character and tangible goods and services. Your character matters not unless there's a direct correlation. You read a lot of books, huh? Don't matter. How can she benefit from your book reading? Now, unless these tangible goods are something that she can benefit from, you are invisible. How can your intelligence relate to her having a car, a house, buying her a pretty little dress? And if it does not relate, again, you indeed are invisible. Honest, hardworking men, blue-collar men, are the type of men that she finds boring. You can be knowledgeable, you can be wise, well-studied. This will not make her wet at all. The average female does not give a damn about character. Therefore, she does not care about you, what you have on the inside, your soul. You are nothing to her. In fact, the types of men who are hardworking, honest, integral, responsible, disciplined are in fact the types of men that when she gets old, when she's had enough babies by the thug, oftentimes when she has three kids, three baby daddies, oftentimes when she's been ran through, oftentimes when her weight has ballooned, sometimes even 100 pounds plus from high school, the integral man, the hardworking, honest man, then and only then, once she's north of 35 years old, then that said man may be a benefit to her. After she's had her tubes tied and does not desire more children, then you can come in the picture and be her consolation prize, the runner-up, the fourth and fifth man on her list. If you're not tall, if you're not funny, if you're not rich, if you're not handsome, then you can be settled for. But even when she's with you, the desire will be there for the six-footer. You are literally someone who has worked hard and succeeded in some ways, but you are literally the one that she will settle for, but also in that settling, regret it deeply and dearly. What a raw deal. Because she's always going to feel an attraction to the bad boy. It doesn't go away at age 30, 40, or even 50. And when she gets comfortable with you, which leads to her boredom, she will eventually cheat on this type of guy. When your wife, when your girlfriend goes out, her hypergamy kicks in. And when she goes to the club or to the lounge or to the company picnic even, all of them are in hope. All of them are wishing that the 6 foot tall guy will somehow find them and save them and whisk them away from their boring, mundane life that she has with her blue collar, hardworking, integral man who's predictable and boring. In fact, in some cases, the said female would rather be the side chick to the tall and the rich so-called alpha male than to be the number one and only chick of the boring, of the predictable, the disciplined, integral man. And what a loss this is. What a shame this is. How pitiful this is. But you will still chase her. And you will still desire her. She'd rather be the side chick of a loser even, in some cases, than the primary and only woman of someone with values. See, the typical female who complains about being single will look right past the men who are 5'7" or shorter. Look right past the man who makes $17 an hour. To her, he is undateable and unmarriageable. That is, until she's over 30 with a couple of kids by a couple of men. She would even date a man 10 years her junior, who has no goals and no values, because that's exciting. But the good man is the invisible man. The man who can't afford the Chevy Impala, the latest model, and put 20 or 22s on it. The man who can't buy or afford the S500 Benz. Now, he may be able to buy it within 10 years. But the integral man, the intelligent man, is smart enough to realize that you shouldn't drive your money and you shouldn't wear your money. That at least you should save your money or invest your money. That is what wise men do. So if he's driving the car that's 5 and 6 years old with 100,000 plus miles on it, and it's not a car that attracts a woman, you are invisible. She can't see you. You're like a ghost. Now, if you didn't win the genetic lottery, if you didn't have the social networking connections that would afford you the six-figure job, or that will create the environment for business successes, you are an invisible man. What I'm saying here, the ordinary, hardworking guy, no one wants him. No one sees him. But she's single and complaining. Do you realize it is impossible? And I believe BGS did a video about this. It is impossible for every man on earth to be over 6 feet. It is impossible for every man to be rich. How rare is the 6 foot male that makes over six figures, that has a house in his ownership, that has the looks, the dressing, the charisma, and the time to give you all the attention that you will ever need? Now, how rare is this said gentleman? However, every woman is holding out for and waiting for and wishing for that particular male, because she is childish. At age 30 and 40 and 50, she still believes in fantasy. You are not good enough. And even women who are threes on the looks, fours and fives, sixes, broke women, fake educated women, they're all holding out for this fairy tale man who does not exist en masse. And there are more women on the planet. There are more women in America than there are men. And there are more so-called African-American women than there are so-called African-American men. But he got to be tall, girl. Not just taller than her. He got to be tall, girl. He got to have some money, girl. Character does not matter. She can have money, but of course, as her pergamy goes, she wants a man who makes more money than her. Although she's been given for years, especially the BW, preferential hiring and jobs, which is waning, by the way. But you cannot be a regular guy in this society and expect for a woman to see you. A simple guy, basic haircut, basic clothing, no jewelry, clean, but not keeping up with styles. A simple watch on, a simple polo shirt on, doesn't have to say polo, polo style shirt. Simple blue jeans and simple shoes on. A hardworking man walking down the street who would be an excellent father, an excellent husband, and who is an excellent leader. But as he walks down the street to his basic job, where he may only make $35,000, $40,000 a year, which is pretty much the median, and average income of those in the United States of America. His average income does not award him looks from the women that he encounters. So as this gentleman walked down the street to his job and from his job, going about his way, $30,000 a year job, simple car, maybe a Toyota Camry that he bought when the Camry was about 4 years old, because he understands that cars are a depreciation and a liability. It is not an asset. And a used Japanese car make is a wise and sound financial decision for everyday transportation. His intelligence showing in that conspicuous consumption is out of ignorance. He saves his money. He doesn't splurge. He's responsible. He's disciplined. He has financial goals. He wants to one day buy a house in which he can't afford right now in his early 20s and sometimes early 30s. But that is his ambition. He also may be working on projects that will award him or lead to different streams of revenue. But this basic man who is wise and intelligent, who is not the foolish man with rims on his car, who's not the foolish man that has a car that he can barely afford and have to live in his mama's basement to pay the car note. No, he doesn't have a BMW or 500 Benz. No, he doesn't have the Impala with rims. No, he doesn't have those things because he realizes that that is irresponsible. Now, if he tried, maybe he can get a 2015, 16, 17 S500. But that wouldn't make any sense, would it? To pay for a car that pretty much costs as much as a basic house. But again, that intelligence is not attractive to a woman. What woman do you know will find this 5'7" gentleman with a basic haircut and basic clothes driving a 5-year-old Toyota Camry, living in a 1-bedroom apartment with no children, but has a savings? Who would find him amongst the female species attractive, desirable, honorable, dateable, and marriageable? Meanwhile, the man who stays with his mother, the man who stays with his baby mother, dirty white t-shirt and blue jeans, Air Force Ones, the man who does not want to go to work, instead smokes him weed and plays him PlayStation. Never desired to get an education, dropped out of high school, is not autonomous, and begs others, no discipline, no integrity. Meanwhile, he always has a girlfriend, always has a place to stay, always has a woman and even multiple women wanting him. So here's the deal. You either have to be a gutter, lowlife, shiftless, unambitious man, lacking intelligence, self-discipline, and integrity, prone to violence and vice and thuggery. Or you have to be tall, rich, handsome, whether the money is legit or you balling out as some type of drug dealer. You must meet one of the two extremes, because we know the black woman is a woman of extremes now. You can't be somewhere in the middle, because that's boring. Extremely broke and thugged out and lazy, or extremely rich, tall, and handsome. Every other male who doesn't fit that criteria is an invisible one. She cannot see you, will not see you, and does not want you. You don't have enough swagger. You don't have enough appeal. Not enough pizzazz. Therefore, you are left with slim pickings when it comes to an American woman. And what bothers me the most, because we understand female nature, but what bothers me the most, the integral guy in which I spoke of, the 5'7" Toyota Camry driving gentleman, yet instead in himself, he lacks something. Again, what disappoints me the most is that that same male who's worked hard and is disciplined and integral will then wife up Lajanique in Taekwondo after she's been ran through and had a bunch of kids. That same gentleman will wife up Laura and Deborah, who has the master's degree, but has been ran through by a numerous amount of thugs and unintegrable gentlemen. The fake educated sisters, which are not your sisters. By the way, she is not your sister. She is an enemy. But this guy will go and wife up these women when they're in their 30s and 40s. And he thinks that he has arrived, that it's a good deal, that the woman who ignored him, that he was invisible to, now wants a part and a piece of him. That should be enough to make you sick. Disgusting. But such is the fate of the blue pillar. Such is the fate of the man who is disciplined and worked hard. You will follow it up by wifing up a woman that is so undeserving, because in you, you believe that women are better than you. What will you have to show for all your hard work that you've put in over all the years? All of the rejection that you encountered just to do one thing: take care of, wife up, pay for the mistakes that some woman has made. Help her take care of her children, whether they're older or younger. This is the epitome of weakness and sickness. How sick do you have to be to have endured so much in your life, to be an upright man, but yet and still take care of vile, whorish, disease-laden, unintegrable woman, if that's the word, unintegrable. How weak do you have to be? What should you do? Date internationally or remain invisible? But your need for even slightly, or your need for companionship, rather, is so great, the thirst is so real, that you won't even believe that you're settling for the woman with two kids, two baby daddies. You actually believe that you have come up and hit the lottery. No pride. Shameful. As I bring this video to a close, I want to read an excerpt from a book, an older book, that I started to read recently. And the name of the book is entitled Money Issues in Black and Male and Female Relationships by George Subira, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Copyright 1994. Now, some of the words I'm going to change out because the book is pretty old by book standards of this sort. So this is page number 91, again, from the book Money Issues in Black, Male, and Female Relationships by George Subira, 1994. The title of this particular chapter is Choices in the Dating Game. I'll start to read, quote, "He gets up at 6 a.m. to go to a job that pays only $10 an hour. About the most that a high school grad can expect to make at 20. At 4 p.m., he begins a second part-time job, which he works until 7. Four times a week, including Saturdays, he takes classes at the local community college where he's working on a degree in business administration. This young man, let's call him Frank, has no car or much of a wardrobe. He is the second oldest in a family of six, No father has been present for 10 years. Most of his money is used to pay for his education and household bills, as his mother's income is not enough to carry a family through. An older sister is married and gone. The other three children are younger than high school age. Frank is not a bad looking guy, doesn't smoke or do drugs. He sees girls on both of his jobs. But because of his low status positions that he holds at both of them, girls don't give him much respect. Although he makes enough money to splurge on a couple of things, he can't because of his role in paying family bills and saving to meet college expenses that will come once he transfers from community college. In all likelihood, his four-year college experience will also be done entirely in the evening because he can't afford to give up his day jobs. I think I could go on about Frank, but I don't think I have to. Readers know a few guys like this, even in today's times of screwed up values. The point here is that a guy as good as Frank, as he is still uptight. He can't even get attention from any young ladies that interest him for one major reason: lack of money. With more money, he could dress better and look better to the women he encounters. With more money, he could afford a decent car, and in the inner city, insurance rates for a male under 25. With more money, he could look like he was a better person to date, when in fact he would be a worse person. Because if Frank had more money, he would not buy a car or clothes. He would move his mother and family out of the neighborhood they currently live in. If he had more money, he would pay for some medical procedures that his sister and brothers don't get now because they're not on welfare. If he had more money, he would quit his part-time job and do more studying, so he could get his grades up. In other words, Frank is either too dumb or too smart to get wrapped up into the never-ending consumerism and image-building traps, as long as there are more important things he or his family need. Frank's sexual hormones are as active as any 20-year-old male, but they are a source of deep frustration rather than an ingredient for pleasure. Frank, at 20, and I like to add, even if Frank was 30 or 40, Frank at 20 has as much potential to be a great father and husband based on his current attitudes, work ethic, and sense of priorities, as a 7-footer has of being a college basketball player. But unlike the 7-footer, people don't notice Frank. To the people who have the most benefit from recognizing a Frank, black women, he is invisible. They should be recognizing Frank not only for who and what he is today, but what and who he will be likely in 10 years or less. If black women are serious about improving their situation relative to black men, they must do what all white athletic coaches, corporate executives, politicians, and musicians do. They must recognize potential. If they are to be impressed with a brother's character at 30, they ought to be at least able to recognize his character at 20. In a culture that says it wants one thing but actually supports another, people like Frank are discouraged. When guys like Frank see ladies more attracted to gold chains and $400 bomber jackets of a young dope dealer than their own honest work and sacrifice, there is an urge in some to give up and take the high road in life. In America and in the black community, you are either a somebody or a nobody. It is a hard thing to be seen as something in between. Potential is seldom seen and credited. Black woman's level of respect among many intelligent black men is reduced when it becomes so very obvious that they respond only to some material trinket or fad. Nor does it make a brother feel good to see that he must be a complete package. That is, to already be what he aspires to be, according to Waiting to Exhale. Again, this is an old book. Just to merit the attention and respect of the lady he sees. Some of these same ladies waiting for the brother to completely get his thing together will later have the nerve to say, "I liked you the moment I saw you," or some such garbage, end quote, to end the passage in this particular book. My final thought is this. When a woman is sad, especially the black female, when a woman is sad and complains and mentions that there are no good men, that there are no men available, it is indeed her fault alone why she's single. Because the invisible man is actually more common than the 6'5", Benz driving, six-figure income having gentleman. And he's also more common than the dirty white t-shirt wearing, can barely speak proper English, can barely rub two nickels together. Dirty, lazy thug. But he is not in any ways in demand like his two counterparts on both extreme ends of the spectrum. And when she's ready for you, when she settles for you, if you are wise, what you will in turn do, when she's tired of the dirty thug, when she realizes that she can't attract the rare 6-footer, six income man, and turns her attention to you finally, after all of those years that she's been ran through, if you are a wise man, what you would do in turn is walk away from her and continue to choose to be the invisible man. Black Ram 313 out.